you want to fight? Do you want to fight?
Stop. Stop being so mean.
What's up? This is your girl, Sonya D, and I am the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. And of course, I'm chronically upset today. I'm always upset. You guys know why. My lupus is flaring pretty bad today, but what else is new? However, today we have a special guest with us in the studio. I'm here with Cooper. Cooper from Indiana. We're going to obscure his real name for private and personal reasons. Cooper, say hello.
Hello.
Hi. And today what we're going to talk about is living with HIV. Now, HIV is, of course, we know it stands for the human immunodeficiency virus. And it is the virus that we all know that can lead to AIDS in human beings. And HIV it's been a political football over the years, with most people on the right saying that they didn't deserve funding, with some presidents not making AIDS a priority in this country. And as we did this, many, many people around the world died, including here in the United States. Once they started to get funding to learn more about the disease and fund treatments, it had already been too late for many people. But people growing up today, kids growing up today, are luckier in a sense because they are coming into the world where we do have these special medications that help people with HIV. So Cooper was diagnosed with HIV, and I know that when I talk to people, Cooper, that I always, when I say, okay, I have lupus, I term about it, okay, it's an autoimmune disease. It's a disease dealing with the immune system. But the difference between us is that your immune system would be underactive while mine would be overactive. So what would you like to say? Like, what was it like for you being diagnosed?
It was a life-changing experience. It was like, at first, when they first told me, my initial thought was like, dang, okay, well, you know, like, I'm screwed for life.
Wow, you thought you were screwed for life.
Yeah, but that's only because, like, I feel like it was in the heat of the moment, but I feel like that's because it was in, like, the heat of the moment.
Uh-huh.
But once the doctor had walked out or whatever, and I ended up, like, sitting down, and I was thinking about it, and my thoughts, like, quickly changed. I started to think, like, okay, well, it's not the end of the world. It's, like, it is life-changing. However,
it's not the end of the world.
Right, basically.
So, can I ask, do you identify as a gay man?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want people to know about living with HIV? I mean, I know it could be, you know, quite difficult. What about the stigma that people have? I mean, you know, I'm sure people have this issue with, well, do you tell somebody? Like, how do you deal with that?
Well, personally, I just, like, I tell people because I feel like you don't want to start liking somebody and then, like, later on after, like, 4 months of talking, you tell them, and then it's not something that they could deal with, and then you're like, dang, well, I like this person, and then, you know?
Right.
But, like, as far as, like, the stigmas and stuff go, like, right before I had found out, like, I started dating somebody
mm-hmm.
that had it, and they ended up coming out, and they told me that they had it, and I did like them, but I had ended up telling them, you know, it's not something that I can handle. Like, it's not something that I would be comfortable with doing. And, you know, shortly after.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you run into a lot of people who've been diagnosed? Like, when you tell people, okay, I'm HIV positive. I mean, in the gay community, do you run into, I'm HIV positive too?
Yep, all the time.
So,
it's popping.
Yeah, it's terrible that we have a handle on this disease now with the medications that are being prescribed, I mean, to the point that they can map this disease out, even to like where it originated from. And yet, the diagnosis of men, of black men being diagnosed with AIDS is skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. What type of medications are you on?
Well, right now it's two. It's called Tivicay and Descovy.
What, can you say those words again?
Tivicay and Descovy.
Okay. And what do they cause any bad side effects?
A lot of vomiting if you don't eat properly. I find that like if I take them, I have to keep food on my stomach, because if I don't, then like I will start throwing up. Those are the only side effects that I have from the medicine.
So just some fast facts right here. We have approximately 1.1 million people today are living in the USA with HIV. 15% of them, that's 1 in 7, are unaware they are infected. An estimated 38,700 Americans became infected with HIV in 2016. Gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men bear the greatest burden by risk group, representing an estimated 26,000 of new HIV infections per year. So, wow. On that note, do you think a lot of these new transmissions can be prevented?
I do. I feel like they are more prone in the gay community because, like, I feel like they could be prevented, but, like, not by, like, the basic stuff, like condoms and stuff like that.
Okay.
But, like, if people had the proper guidance and help when they were, because a lot of people get it while they're younger, too. By some of the older people that already know that they got it.
Right.
So if they have like the proper guidance and acceptance and stuff like that, when they are like coming into this lifestyle, that they would be a lot more careful and prepared, like, you know, on how not to run into it and, you know, some of the more precautions they could take.
I mean, you are very healthy, you're very vibrant, you look very attractive, you're a handsome person. People think about HIV and they think about those images that we used to see coming out of the 80s and the 90s of these people with, you know, gaunt skin, and they were really skinny, and they were, you know, they looked like the Walking Dead, and it's just not like that today with these medications. So is there anything else you want people to know about you in terms of like, how healthy you are?
Yeah, like, I'm pretty healthy. As long as you're taking your medicine and, you know, like, following up with your doctor and stuff like that, it's no different than before you was diagnosed. The only difference is you have a daily regimen that you gotta keep up with.
Right, because HIV is totally manageable today. It's like, it could be like any other chronic illness, like lupus, for example. It can be totally managed by making sure you take medications, making sure you get your rest, making sure you see your doctor, and when things get out of control and start to flare up, you just let them know what's going on. HIV is really not the death sentence that it used to be, but there's so much work that we need to do. Do you think the government should do more to step in and try and stop these transmissions from happening?
Yeah, I think they could do a better job of like working out, like putting more like funding and everything into like the research and stuff for it, and like really research like cures and stuff instead of like compressants, like on like, you know, like to get the viral load down. It's like they helping, but are they really helping?
Right. That's true. Well, that's all. If you wanted to add anything else, Cooper.
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, we're going to cut it short today, guys. I'm really not feeling well. I'm going to be heading to New York. And we're going to talk about that on another episode with the modeling world and how disability is being represented in fashion. And your girl, Sonya D, the mad chronically ill girl, is going to New York with her lovely daughter, who you guys haven't met yet. And I'm going to see if I can join into this discreet world of disabled modeling and get signed with one of a very, very reputable modeling agency that's coming out of the UK, and they want to be based, they want to have a base here in the United States, here in New York, and they want to do one in Los Angeles, and they have picked your girl to come out and, you know, have a chat with and see if we could be a possible fit. So who knows, guys, I might be your next disabled supermodel. It could happen. Crazier things have happened. But I guess that's it today. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you to Cooper for your participation here today.
Thank you for having me.
Always, always, always. And thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. This is the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. I am chronically upset and I'm chronically out of here. Bye.